How to talk to your parent about their hearing loss, an Akoyo guide. Thank you for downloading this Akoyo guide. This guide is part of a series entitled Healthy Conversations About Hearing Loss, published by Akoyo and available to download free at akoyo.com. We hope you enjoy listening. How to talk to your parent about their hearing loss, an Akoyo guide. How to talk to your parent about their hearing loss. Living with the first stages of hearing loss can be difficult for everyone in the family. Miscommunication from hearing loss can lead to hurt feelings, isolation, or even depression. In some situations, like crossing the street or driving a car, loss of hearing can cause dangerous mistakes. Even though we know how important good hearing is to personal well-being and family connectedness, talking about the problem is not easy. Aging parents might associate hearing loss with a loss of independence and be reluctant to acknowledge it. They might worry about the expense of getting and maintaining a hearing aid. Pride may play a role, but it's also possible that hearing loss has been so gradual, they've simply gotten comfortable with it. They may not even realize what they're missing or how it affects the rest of the family. So, it's time to talk. If you're reading this, you already know that you need to have the conversation about hearing loss, but you may not know exactly how to start. To help, we created a list of specific words, phrases, and questions you can use to talk about hearing loss and hearing wellness with your loved one. Be sure to find an appropriate time and safe place to talk. No distractions. And allow plenty of time for questions and conversation. It's a brave step, but talking to your parent or grandparent about their hearing loss will lead to better living for them and for the whole family. Getting started. You know I love you, and I always want what's best for you. I've noticed you're not hearing as well as you used to, and I want to talk about that with you. Starting with an expression of love and support is the right first step. Parents with hearing loss may already feel lonely, isolated, and even a bit defensive, and the ongoing pandemic may have heightened those feelings. Beginning with an honest expression of care and concern can create a safe space and reduce anxiety. So, start with love. At dinner, or when we're watching TV, you sometimes ask us to repeat ourselves. Other times, it seems you give up and stay quiet. I enjoy talking with you, and I don't want you to miss out on group conversations. Often the person with hearing loss is so worried about becoming a burden, they withdraw and isolate. Let them know this is not an option. Tell them you enjoy being with them and hearing what they have to say. Remind them how much you and the rest of the household want them to be part of the family. You've seemed to reduce the amount of time you stay on the phone with your friends, and you haven't been as excited to meet them for lunch. Is that because it's been harder to hear? Give specific examples of times when you've noticed your parent missing out. It could be talking with friends on the phone, going out for meals, or even attending family events, focusing on the effects of hearing loss on their quality of life, rather than the hearing loss itself, turns the conversation towards solutions and positive outcomes, like being able to play bridge again. Hearing aids. You know, getting a hearing aid really isn't any different than getting a pair of glasses. Remind your parent that hearing loss, especially age-related hearing loss, is normal. In fact, the CDC estimates that nearly half of all Americans will need a hearing aid by their early 70s, but less than a third of them will use one. Lots of people need to hear better or see better or use inserts in their shoes. So, addressing these things is no big deal, while not addressing it could be. The World Health Organization, WHO, links better hearing with less risk for dementia or depression. Also, the American Medical Association, AMA, reports that treating hearing loss can lower overall healthcare costs. From better brain function to healthier, happier living, there are many reasons to take action on hearing loss today, and no reason to put it off. At this point in the conversation, be ready for objections. Hearing aids will make me look old. They're too complicated. They're uncomfortable. They never work like they're supposed to. What do you expect me to do during a pandemic? The next few questions and comments will help overcome the common excuses for not using a hearing aid. I've read that they're doing some amazing things with hearing aids these days. This one, and the next, requires a bit of homework, and it's worth it. If your parent avoids learning about the latest hearing technologies, you can pleasantly surprise them with what's available. But if they have a solid knowledge base, they will appreciate the time you took to learn more so that you can have a meaningful conversation with them. One thing Akoya recommends is looking into new over-the-counter, OTC, hearing instruments. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, proposed a rule that will catapult life-changing hearing technology into action. This ruling will legalize the manufacture and sale of hearing aids without a prescription. What would you like a hearing device to do for you? Again, this question focuses the conversation on the benefits of better hearing rather than hearing loss itself. It also helps you and your parent identify the type of hearing solution that will work best for them. Be sure to emphasize features like comfort, noise cancellation, smartphone apps, and size. These features greatly increase a person's satisfaction and regular use of their hearing aid or aids. You can also talk about hearing amplifiers just for watching TV, or hearables that not only improve listening, but are great for using on the run, at the gym, or even while swimming. Have fun and share your excitement about the possibilities. I know hearing aids can be expensive, but there are lots of options, and I'm sure we can find a great solution that fits our budget. For many parents, the expense of getting and maintaining a hearing aid can be an intimidating factor. If you're fortunate enough to be in a position to help, assisting with the cost may be the key to helping your parent take the next step. It's also important to be aware of benefits they may not have thought about. For example, some unions offer hearing aid benefits as part of their retiree benefit plans. Many U.S. veterans are eligible for free hearing aids as well. It is always wise to call your health insurance company to check on their hearing health benefits, including audiology visits, adjustment appointments, and device coverage. Getting checked. Can we make an audiology appointment together? I'd love to drive you there. In fact, I'll have a hearing assessment too. This is a critical step on the path to hearing better. An audiologist appointment involves a hearing assessment that includes questions about hearing situations and lifestyle choices. Don't let COVID-19 stop you from being there for your parent. Offer to drive them to the appointment or wait in the waiting room if allowed. Reassure them that the proper safety protocols are in place. Having a close friend or family member of the patient involved makes the process less overwhelming. Also, having someone to talk about the experience with afterwards will reinforce the discussion and the commitment to taking next steps. I know that finding the correct hearing aid and getting all the settings just right takes time. Let's promise each other to be patient with the process. We'll figure it out together. It's very important to set proper expectations for the hearing aid journey. There will be bumps in the road as you experiment with the fit and settings of the hearing device, plus changes in your parents' daily routine. Be patient, knowing that hearing better is so important for enjoying life. Be sure to offer continuous encouragement and support throughout. Home improvement. I think there are things we can do around the house too that might help. Think about the overall listening environment in your home. What is the noise level like around the house? Are there things you can do to reduce overall noise levels? Your parent is probably spending more time than ever at home, like the rest of us. So making their space work for them is extremely important. Here are things you might consider. Listening devices for the TV, like open-ear headphones, help you hear the television sound without turning up the volume for everyone else. Extra insulation or sound baffling around noisy appliances, like a dishwasher or a clothes dryer, significantly reduces background noise, or cover those appliances with a blanket when in use. Heaters or fans with noise reduction features maintain the temperature in your favorite rooms while keeping the noise level down. Window seals and/or heavier drapes reduce background noises coming from outside the home. Inside the home, proper door seals block noises coming from other rooms. Taking care of squeaky hinges can help reduce overall noise levels too. Rugs for hard surface floors keep footsteps quiet for people and pets. You and your family will have other ideas too. As you get creative with solutions, you may find enhancing your listening environment becomes a fun home improvement project. An attitude of gratitude. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me about this. I'm glad we have a plan to help you hear better. Don't forget to show your appreciation for their bravery in admitting they have hearing loss and talking about it. Remind them again how much you love them and how curious and excited you are to begin the hearing health journey with them. Working through the process together is an opportunity to build your relationship and become even closer. Most importantly, hearing better will help you both to stay connected. And that's at the heart of hearing well. Thank you for listening to this Akoyo guide. You can find this and other free guides at akoyo.com. This guide is part of our Healthy Conversations About Hearing Loss series. Also, check out our new series, Managing Your Personal Soundscapes, to learn how managing sound, noise, and hearing can improve your overall physical and mental health. Guide content and this audio recording are copyrighted by Akoyo. For more information about how to use our content, please visit akoyo.com.